Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with somebody who has been at it a long time for a young guy. You see his picture and he looks exactly like he did in the 80s. He's just unbelievable. There's got to be a picture of him growing old somewhere, but it's not on him, that's for sure. Michael Gross is a wonderful actor, and you know him from his work in TV for so many, many years. But now, today, you can see Tremors, and I'll let him know, the new Tremors coming out on Blu-ray and everything else. He's absolutely wonderful. Michael Gross is our very special guest. Michael, how are you?
I am well, and thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it, and thanks for the kind words. Everybody's aging. Maybe it's the makeup. That's all I can say.
No, I don't think so. I think you got some secret that we don't know about. But listen, congratulations on Tremor, all of them. But tell us about the latest.
Well, I'm fortunate to say after 30 years, this is the seventh in the franchise.
Wow.
And we have been in the desert Southwest. We've been in Mexico. We've been in Africa, we've been in the Arctic, and this time we're in the South Pacific, where the graboids and a monster we haven't seen in many years, the Shriekers, are back to get at us. And Bert Gummer, the wonderful, extreme, paranoid, obsessive compulsive disordered survivalist I play.
Yeah.
Is back at work again, having come out of retirement yet again to save humanity.
Yeah. Well, listen, I love the whole franchise, and I mean seven of them. It's just amazing. At some point, you had to think, boy, this is we hit pay dirt with this. Much different than Family Ties, which everybody loves and everybody originally knew you from. But now I think more people know you from Tremors than from Family Ties. But it's nice to have that compliment.
You know, I think I'm very fortunate to have been associated with two franchises for 7 years of Family Ties, seven films of Tremors that are both very family friendly. I don't think, for example, obviously family friendly and Family Ties, but Tremors I think has its own family friendliness in that in none of these films do people kill each other.
Right.
We kill monsters.
Right.
The people are the good guys. The monsters are the bad guys. Bert, for all his love of weapons, and he's never met a weapon he doesn't like, never turns his weapons intentionally on another human being. This is not a chainsaw massacre movie. This is not people killing people. The good guys are the people. The bad guys are the monsters. It's that simple. And in that respect, I still think this is very... Tremors is a very family-friendly show, so I'm, you know, associated with two family-friendly franchises, I think.
No, yeah, I mean, you got to be proud of your work on that and the longevity of both of them. By the way, I have four children, and I've watched Tremors with all four of them, and I never, even when they were younger, never, ever felt that I was compromising them or whatever, and I'm careful, you know, I'm the careful type, so you hit it right on the head, and I think this is perfect for the times. Let me just ask you about the pandemic. I mean, you know, a lot of folks that are just starting out, you know, you got to think when they just start out and they're getting on a roll and all of a sudden the pandemic hits. Of course, we're worried about the folks who passed away and we're worried about the folks that are sick. But you got to think in with the young folks that are just breaking into the business. It was a terrible, like, you know, glitch in their career. You've been established for years.
Absolutely. And what our poor medical people are going through as well. The Broadway people. I mean, people can't sit in an audience together right now. So you think of Broadway actors, musicians, dancers, singers. And all the other people. I mean, let alone the ushers and, you know, all the other people who are on Broadway. I am very fortunate in that we finished Tremors, you know, last December, before this hit us. I am not an essential worker, as much as actors would like to think of themselves as essential. We are not. I don't have to ride public transportation every day. I don't live in an apartment or crowded building. I have my own home. And so I am blessed. I feel much sorrier for the people who don't have the choices and don't have the luxuries I do. And I'm going to tell you something. I wear a mask not because I'm afraid. I'm not the least bit. I'm not, actually not that afraid. I wear a mask to protect others. I wear a mask to take the load off of our medical workers who are just, in some states, are overloaded right now. So I'm trying to do them a favor so I don't land in one of their beds and they have to take care of me.
Yeah, you're right on. I mean, I'm a mask fanatic. And just out of respect for my fellow folks, and I'm not, you know, I'm not... That freaked out by worrying about getting it or whatever, but I want to show the others around that I'm being respectful of them, and there are people that are concerned because of underlying health issues, and this is my way. That mask is my way of saying, hey, I'm part of this society, and we're all in this together. So I'm with you on that 100%.
I think Tremors also has some lessons for COVID times, and that is, in all of these films, there's always these crazy bunch of misfits and ne'er-do-wells and eccentrics who might not even talk to each other, let alone be friends or colleagues in most cases, but they set their differences aside in these Tremors movies to fight a common enemy. It seems pretty simple to me. Fight after you've defeated the enemy. You can go back to fighting amongst each other, but would you please stop for a few minutes just to defeat this common enemy, and then we'll get back to our own personal problems. But I really believe that that's one of the things I love about the Tremors film is we all help each other. We band together as different as we are to say, look, we got a bigger problem here than us right now, and let's take care of it. So I love that about it. It's very, again, family-friendly.
When you were making that first Tremors, would you ever have imagined that there'd be we'd be here talking about the seventh Tremor? I mean, tremendously successful.
Absolutely not. I mean, actors are, well, this actor is by nature a fatalist, saying, I'm never going to work again after this. I'll never have another job. This is a one-off. Yeah. So the fact that this has had its staying power is just amazing to me. And it's a blessing. Bert is comic. It's like mining comic gold. And so he's the gift that keeps on giving. It really, truly. It's just, I just can't get enough of him because I love, comedy is about extremes. Comedy is about excess. And his excess of paranoia and OCD and all that stuff is just, it's such a hoot. I love it.
Just a way to go. Congratulations on everything, not just the new Tremors, and we'll talk about that as you leave. Congratulations on a 45-year career. It's just absolutely terrific. Michael Gross, give us a website or a social media site where people can follow along with what you're doing.
Oh, that's very kind of you. The thing I use most is I'm sort of old school in that Facebook. I have an Instagram account, but it's Facebook. It's very simple, facebook.com/actor Michael Gross. That's nice of you to ask. I post a lot there. Some of it's political, some of it's personal. A lot of it is, about showbiz, and it's a real mix of things. And I do actually talk back to people from time to time. I just answer people's questions, and so I enjoy it.
Well, congratulations!
And, so I'm just thrilled that in my seventh decade, I'm still doing action adventure. Who knew?
Well, listen, you do it very well. And again, congratulations on everything. Thank you very much for being here, Michael.
An absolute pleasure. The pleasure is mine. You stay safe, okay? Stay
you
well.
Too. Michael Gross, everyone. Please check out Tremors, Shrieker Island. And it's on Blu-ray and DVD and digital starting right now. You can get it right now. And you know Michael Gross as the father in Family Ties, Alex P. Keaton's dad, and he was the very progressive, very liberal father to the very conservative Michael J. Fox. And it was seven seasons. It was on, and it was something I watched in the 80s for sure. But I mean, who would think in the 80s he would now in his 70s, Michael Gross is on his seventh. I mean, think about it, seventh Tremors. And it sounds like a terrific guy. And, check out his website. Surprised to get him this morning, and thrilled to have him. Very good actor and someone that, once again, you do something for 45 years, especially in the entertainment business. You've done pretty well. and he's put together two extraordinarily long-lasting characters that stand up today. And again, he is Bert here, and then Stephen Keaton on Family Ties, and just always nice to talk to someone who's had that kind of longevity and success. And he's staying safe, but check out Tremors, Shrieker Island on Blu-ray, DVD, digital, and it's out immediately. Michael Gross has been our very special guest, and if I don't know where it airs, but you could certainly find Family Ties all over the place. It was a great show from the 80s. I always thought it was terrific. I thought Michael J. Fox was extraordinary, and that as was Meredith Baxter Burney and Bert, the character Bert. Michael Gross played Stephen Keaton in that. They all did a great job on that. Frank McKay signing off. Michael Gross has been our very special guest. Get Tremors, Shrieker Island on Blu-ray, DVD, or streaming. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.